Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, I am bringing on Forum Energy Metals Corp, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol FMC and on the OTCBB under the symbol FDCFF. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Rick Mazur. Now, Rick, I wanted to bring Forum on because there is a fair bit of drill core that's actually at the labs that you guys are waiting to receive from two of your projects that are partner funded. The company is focused on the energy metals sector. Now, initially, some of our listeners might remember Forum Energy as a strictly uranium explorer, as the company still does have projects in the Athabasca. But recently, a switch over the last few years, more towards these energy metals. Rick, take us through what developed in terms of moving from just a uranium explorer, now with more of a focus in broad energy metals.
Sure, Corey. I started this company in 2004 as a uranium explorer in Saskatchewan, and spent 12 years looking for uranium in the Athabasca Basin. We have 7 drill-ready projects, and we still maintain these in inventory. However, in 2017, we saw the green wave coming for metals, and we decided to diversify into the energy metals space, really with a focus on copper. At that time, I must have looked at close to 100 copper projects in North America, and the one that rose to the top was one in our own backyard of Saskatchewan called Janice Lake. This is a sedimentary copper project. We acquired it from a small junior in 2018 for $500,000 in cash and shares. I raised $500,000, the hardest $500,000 of my life in 2018, to drill 4 holes and got 5 meters of 2% copper, which really opened the eyes of a number of copper producers. So 2019 was a pivotal year for us. Within 6 months of releasing those results, I had a $30 million joint venture with Rio Tinto on our Janice Lake copper project. While we were negotiating that deal, we were focusing on other prospects in Saskatchewan, and we acquired the Love Lake copper, nickel, platinum, palladium project by claim staking. It was wide open, historical showings in Saskatchewan that had been explored for over 30 years were wide open for staking, cost me $30,000. And the third thing that happened in 2019 was Orano came knocking on our door, the French nuclear corporation, and wanted to do a joint venture on one of our uranium assets. Despite all this, we still sat at 6 cents in early 2020.
All right, let's talk about some of the work that's going on now, Rick. We'll go through project by project. Let's start with the JV with Rio Tinto. That's at that Janice Lake Copper Project. Quick little update on that deal. You are correct. It's a $30 million option over 7 years to earn 80% of this project. What's the work that's been done and what drill results are you waiting for?
Yeah, so in 2019, as I mentioned, we negotiated that deal at the PDAC in March. They had a drill on the property 2019 in July, so they got right at it. They drilled 3 targets, 5,000 meters of drilling, to verify the open pit potential that we see at the property. They got a number of good hits in the 40 to 60 meter thickness, surface mineable hits, grading about anywhere from 0.5 to 0.75% copper. In 2020, they built a winter haul road into the property. That was when COVID hit, but they continued, got the road in that winter. They built an 80-man camp on site in the summer of 2020. did an extensive mapping, geophysical, geochemical program, and drilled 18 RAB holes in the summer of 2020, identified three more targets that they wanted to drill this past winter for 2021. And this year, they drilled 9 holes. They only got 2,300 meters of drilling in, Corey, because Northern Saskatchewan had a strange winter. Winter didn't really start until February, and it ended in about mid-March. So it was a very short drill season, so they only got 2,300 meters of drilling in this year. They focused on a new target, not one of the three targets they drilled in 2019. They're focusing on a new target and wanted to drill two other new targets because there was over 20 showings on this property. So they got 9 holes into the one target called Refuse. That target is about 3 kilometers in length, as outlined by an airborne magnetic survey. That the results from that drilling should be available in about early May.
Now, how much of that $30 million option agreement has the company spent in Rio Tinto?
Well, the first year of the joint venture of the option agreement, they spent $3.7 million. Canadian, we're talking now. And this year with this drill program, I anticipate that they'll probably get to well into $10 to $12 million of exploration in 2021 in total. So they've really accelerated the option joint venture terms. They've really accelerated this program. They're moving on it, let me put it that way.
Okay, and right now we're just waiting for these drill results to come back, but interesting to hear they are drilling a new target and still have a few other targets to drill. What about the Fur Island property? This is a uranium project. This has a option agreement with Orano. That's a $6 million option agreement to earn 70% over 4 years. That was signed late in 2019. Take us through this project and the drilling that, again, you're waiting to come back from the lab.
Yeah, that late 2019, we did a resistivity survey on the property funded by Orano. We drilled it in the winter of 2020. Unfortunately, that program got cut short by the COVID situation. We looked at all the results, set up a program for this winter of 2021, funded by Orano. And again, because of the short winter, we only got 3,000 meters of drilling in. The plan was to do about 6,000 meters. So we only got half the program completed due to the crazy winter that we had up there. It was a late start for winter and an early spring. In northern Canada, you need the ground to get frozen hard so that you can drag the drills across it. That's how it works up here. So we got 3,000 meters of drilling in, all on land. We couldn't do the drilling that we wanted to do on the lake because of the poor ice conditions. So unfortunately, a lot of the really good targets that we wanted to get at didn't get drilled this year. But we'll see the results shortly from the 3,000 meters that we did get this winter, say a couple of weeks.
Any insights on what the follow-up drill programs are going to be by either Rio or Orano? Because it sounds like both the drill programs from last year had their issues.
Yeah. For sure, Janus Lake, Rio Tinto, I'm totally confident that they're going to be back drilling this summer. They've got that 80-man camp on site that they built. They didn't build a small city to walk away from this project, I can tell you that. And they left the two drills from the winter drill program there. So pretty confident that Rio Tinto will be back drilling this summer. I believe they're cautious. They're a big company. They're taking a look. They want to see all the results before they formulate the size and scope of the program. But I think Rio Tinto is going to be back. Fir Island, because the targets that we're looking at there that we didn't get drilled need to be drilled in the winter. We'll just have to wait and see what Orano wants to do once they see the results from this year. Drilling should get back going in January to March of 2022 for Fir Island.
Okay, let's move over to the last project we will talk about. That is the Love Lake project. This is 100% owned by the company. It's a nickel, copper, palladium project. I understand the company, again, holds 100% of this and is working towards the first drill program on this project. Take us through this move, please.
Yeah, so as I mentioned, we acquired this by claim staking over 30,000 hectares of a very large mafic, ultramafic complex. It was acquired by staking for $30,000. What we did was we completed in 2020 an airborne magnetic survey, high-resolution magnetic survey. We had 2 years of surface sampling and geochemical work done on it by getting boots on the ground in 2019 and 2020. What's come out of that work, the geochemical work, the sampling, the airborne magnetics, is that we've identified five target areas that need to be followed up. They appear to be large feeder zones into this major complex, and that's where these magmetic nickel copper platinum palladium deposits occur. They occur in the feeder zones or at the margins of these complexes. So the plan is, and we will be announcing shortly, that we will do an electromagnetic survey over these five target areas. That should commence this May. We'll take a look at those results, Corey, and then we're looking at an August, around August drill program. Say the focus will be on the best conductors that come out of that electromagnetic survey in these feeder zones, and we hope to drill about 3,000 meters.
Now, what's the long-term plan for Love Lake here? Because one trend that we're seeing is having big companies come in, sign option agreements, and then really try to move the project forward with bigger programs. Is that going to be how Love Lake moves, more of this prospect generator model that the company has?
Let's see what the drill results are like. I mean, if this thing is going to be a Voisey's Bay, or if it's going to be a Chalice mining size target. Given that we're in a very good resource market, and if the price of the stock is right, I can see us moving it forward ourselves, or maybe spinning it out as a separate vehicle and dividending that out to our shareholders. You know, our prospect generator model has been very good to us as a company during a bear market. As you know, I mean, things were pretty tough from 2011 to 2020. And we've been able to give our shareholders a lot of value by bringing in major mining companies as partners. However, going forward, we'll just have to see what the results are like at Love Lake, Corey.
So then when it comes to cash in the bank to move Love Lake into a drill program, where does the company stand currently, please, Rick?
Yeah, so we're fully funded as we speak to get that drill program done for Love Lake. We have $3 million of cash in the bank, and a lot of warrants are being exercised by the company, which has been a big help in financing the company. Most of those warrants have been held by management and directors that have been supporting the company for a long time during the tough times. Management owns about 10% of the stock.
Okay, and just a quick update, share structure-wise, about 148 million shares outstanding, 190 on a fully diluted basis. Retail floats, it's about 75%. Rick, it sounds like we really are just waiting for some of the drill results to come back from Janice Lake and Fur Island. Watching how Love Lake advances, though, will be interesting because it is your guys' first time on the site with a drill coming up. Let's just call it later summer. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Rick regarding Forum Energy Metals, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Rick, I appreciate your time. Have a great rest of your week.
Hey, Corey, thanks for inviting me to your show.